100.7 The Tiger. Abby Lee here.
And Brittany Rose.
And we are on the phone with Miss Lindsay L. I'm so excited.
I'm really
that
pumped.
You're talking to us right now.
Hi, ladies. I'm so excited to talk to you both. This is so fun. I feel like we're having a girls' hang.
Yes.
We need to do that.
We do need to do that. Look.
Please, can we do that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That. Zoom, wine, guitars. I'm like so down.
Exactly. So down.
So, I love your new album. I've been listening to it all weekend.
Thank you.
It is so good. Can you kind of like give us a little rundown on it? Like, how did it come about?
Absolutely. Well, first off, ladies, I am so excited to finally have new music out. I feel like I've been working on this album for the better part of the last 3 years. It's been 3 years since I've had my last record out, which is such a long time. But, you know, good things take time sometimes. And I've written this record around what I've been through the past couple of years. I feel like as human beings on this planet, we all go through moments of transformation. And whether that's from a breakup or losing a loved one or going through a global pandemic, I mean, we all go through these moments in our lives where we really need to break down each part of the process and feel each feeling. And I'm kind of a huge nerd about a lot of this stuff. Like, I love reading up about all this stuff and, like, all things Brene Brown and all of that. And so there's this thing called the 7 stages of grief, which is just one way of articulating that process. And so I was like, how cool would it be to write a record and an album around the 7 stages of grief and write it in order of my process?
That's really cool.
That's what I decided to do. So track one starts in stage one of shock, and then it goes in order, shock, denial, anger. And you can hear me slowly unravel through each stage to the last stage at track 12 of being acceptance, where you can look at yourself in the mirror and accept yourself for everything that you've been through and everything that you are, and because it's made you into, like, the beautiful, messy puzzle pieces that we show up as every day as humans. And know that, like, you're grateful for all of the ups and downs, because it truly makes us stronger.
I've got to say, my favorite part so far, though, is with it, is the anger.
Girl.
Yes.
Thank you for saying that, because anger was the hardest stage for me. And it's why I wrote 3 songs, like the most songs around 1 stage on the whole record, on a feeling, because it's so hard for me to be angry. I can be sad so easy. I mean, I'll cry about anything. Yet anger is like something that is really difficult for me to feel. And so I was like, all right, I need to do a deep dive into this feeling and like really explore it. And what I learned from it, not that this needs to be a therapy session, but I feel like music is sometimes. And what I've learned from it is like anger is such a valuable emotion when you can channel it in the right places. And sometimes if you're like, I'm feeling angry about that, I wonder why I'm feeling angry about that, then you can really break it down and it can unlock, like, your, for instance, my song Want Me Back right now is written in the stage of anger. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's so powerful because it really helps you unlock that self power within yourself and like that inner confidence that sometimes we can lose sight of when we're going through these like crazy times in our lives. But it can release like this whole new potential within our heart that is so important to stay tapped into so that we can, you know, bring our best to everything. We can fully love ourselves so that we can then in turn fully love somebody else.
I was telling Abby the Want Me Back is a huge like middle finger to that guy, which is why I think I love it so much.
That one and Wrong Girl are probably my favorites on the album.
Ladies, yes. Okay, so funny story. Like, it's weird because I feel like when you go through a breakup, it causes you to look back on every other breakup you've had in your life and see, like, where you showed up well, where you could have showed up a little bit better, and like, the patterns that you repeat sometimes. And it's been so fun to, like, see fans comment on Want Me Back and be like, I wish I could send this to my boyfriend from high school.
Right.
He needs to hear this song. And
There's
Wrong Girl was actually written to another girl, funny enough. It does sound like a breakup song.
Uh-huh.
But as I was, like, going through this process, sometimes anger also causes you to, like, stand up for yourself. And I was in a situation with a friend, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to let you treat me like that anymore. I deserve somebody who respects me better than that. And so it definitely can be applied to a breakup, But I actually wrote it towards a friend.
Interesting. I love that.
I like that, too. And it, that kind of makes me think about it differently now. It could apply to many different aspects of your life.
Totally.
So we noticed that you wrote with a lot of really cool people on this album. Who was your favorite to write with? Do you have a favorite? Can you play favorites?
No, I know. It's like choosing your favorite children, even though I don't have children. But my songwriter friends could be my children. I got to write with so many awesome people. I love the Nashville songwriting community so much because there's so many wonderful human beings and creative brains. I also am so grateful I got to write with other artists on this project, you know, Tyler Hubbard and Kane Brown and Brandi Clark, because the cool thing about writing with an artist is, like, you know them so well from the platforms they've built and you know, Tyler and Kane being, like, great husbands and great fathers, and I'm really good friends with their wives, and and yet to meet them from a songwriter level, like sit in a writer room with them and sit down and write a song, you really get to see the brilliance in their minds and how, you know, they've built the careers they have, and yet they're still able to, like, sit down with another artist and hone into what that artist is looking for. And so that has been probably one of the coolest experiences, getting to write with other artists. You know, I'm so grateful on Want Me Back right now. I'm Kane's first outside cut as a songwriter, which is so cool. I'm so grateful to be able to hold that with him on the song for sure.
That's awesome.
I think I also really love about the album, too, is there's so many, like, little Easter eggs in it, like, such as it is the seven stages of grief. And then also you have, like, the different lettering with the lowercase and the uppercase with the spelling out heart theory. So I love all the little Easter eggs in it.
Was that done on purpose? Did you come up with names for the songs and, like, you were like, I have to spell out heart theory, or was that kind of a happy accident?
It was totally a happy accident.
I love
so happy that you guys realized that and, like, knew what the hidden message said. It's been so fun putting together this project from every aspect of it, you know, from a creativity aspect, colors, pictures, and even the hidden message in the track listing, which was so crazy, ladies, because we were wanting to just put little Easter eggs all throughout the creativity of this album. And I had made the track listing based on my process. You know, I just was like, okay, well, this is the order the songs need to go in. And then when we wanted to put in a hidden message, I'm like, I wonder what we could spell. And it was my manager who came up with the brilliant idea. He was like, I wonder if we could spell the album title. And guys, it just worked out. Like,
what are the chances
that we put 12 songs in a list in the order that it needed to be, that we exactly had every letter in the order that needed to be? It was just like it was meant to be.
Exactly. Meant to be.
When I first pre-saved or pre-ordered the thing, I was like, I think she's spelling out heart theory. And then as the songs were, like, downloading to my phone, I was like, that is what she's doing.
You're so cool. Brilliant. I love how you picked up on that. That's awesome.
I love it. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
I know. We appreciate
it. It's so enjoyable. I feel like we're just hanging out. Can we please do this? Like, eventually in person, but maybe on Zoom or something.
Yes.
And with drinks, for sure.
Done.
Absolutely. We can make that happen. We'll have your people call our people.
I love it.
Well, thank you so much, Lindsay. Make sure to go download Heart Theory. Give that whole thing a listen. And we're playing Want Me Back right now. So keep an ear out, not an eye, an ear out for that. And thank you so much, girl, for calling in. We love you.
Thanks so much, ladies. Talk soon.
Yes, ma'am. It's Abby Lee
and Brittany Rose
live with the Tiger.